Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 9.5 of Boobs, Blades and Body Art, a lady's guide to nerddom. Today's episode we will be discussing female serial killers with your wonderful hosts, Becky and...
Me, Becca. I am E. You are you. I am E.
I was like, oh god, she's forgotten her name again.
she has forgotten her name. If only our names were like uncannily similar and it would make it more convenient.
If only.
If only.
So, yes, today's episode is all about female serial killers. And obviously, there aren't as many recorded female serial killers as there are males.
No. Ladies are better at getting away with it. Do you know why they think that is? Because ladies don't feel the need to brag about the people they've killed.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you want to be a good serial killer, get some hubris. But also don't think it works, because you're normally like a narcissist.
Yeah.
So, but apparently ladies do. And also we love to poison people. Apparently that's the main method of ladies killing people.
Yeah, and that's poison. Harder to detect as well.
It is harder. Especially like back then, I mean now, we're a bit more kind of on point with it. But there's definitely a lot of ladies who murdered their husbands and got away with it. I'm like, no, he was just really sick.
Yeah, it was
just
syphilis.
I don't know why he kept drinking
bleach.
Yeah, syphilis. He caught syphilis from the lady round the corner. She happened to also die. Yeah. I don't know how. Syphilis kills you quickly.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's actually a fascinating disease, by the way. But that's not the point.
It's not. And maybe we'll do one on weird diseases. But today is not that day.
Fuck yeah, that's going to be great.
today, female serial killers. So our first one is Elizabeth Bathory.
Yes, Elizabeth Bathory, who I actually mentioned in a previous episode when we were talking about urban legends. Mm-hmm. Because she is one of the people who's thought to inspire the Bloody Mary myth.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about her a bit more because she is fascinating. And they don't know. The problem is we don't know how many people she actually killed.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was from, I think she started killing in the early 1600s. Possibly the
1590 to 1610.
There you go. So shockingly, the records were not great then. Also, she was a noblewoman and she was killing peasants. So
nobody really cared.
Yeah, no one really minded. Well, people minded because eventually she got caught.
Mm-hmm.
But also, she was supposedly bathing in their blood. She was torturing these people.
They also think that she might be... There's no evidence for it, but think that that's where Bram Stoker got... Dracula from, because Elizabeth was just obsessed with blood. That was her.
She was the Countess of Blood. That was her nickname.
Yeah.
Way more of an inspiration than, say, Vlad the Impaler is. Because Vlad the Impaler is a hero in his area, whereas she, no one really likes. If you're obsessed with Elizabeth Bathory and think she's a nice lady, okay, but I don't want to be too near you. Because she got caught in 1610, that was when she got kind of finally, I would say arrested, but
yeah,
probably
she just
wasn't really
got
called
like,
arrested.
No, she got locked in a room of her castle.
So yeah, because she had a castle, for God's sake. Yeah. But so they started collecting evidence as much as they could in March. By October, they had a load of witness statements. It went from 52 to 300 by 1611. Because so many people were like, well, wait, my friend went missing. Oh, yeah, I did see her going into old Lizzie's castle. I don't think anyone called her old Lizzie.
Probably
that's
not.
What we call the queen. But apparently her victims were often very young girls between like 10 and 14.
Yeah, they say that some of it might be that she bathed in virgin's blood as to retain her youth.
This is something you'll have seen a lot of imagery you'll see of Lady Bathory will be her in a blood with a woman hanging over her, bleeding into the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
This is why she was called the Countess of Blood, because she did think that the blood would keep her young. She's also suspected of cannibalism. They think she may have eaten some of these girls. Mm-hmm. But again, that can't be proved. I don't think we're going to prove it now. But she, there is definitely, apparently, like, here is some of the atrocities that they thought she did included beating, burning and mutilating of hands, biting flesh off of faces, arms and other body parts, freezing or starving young girls to death, using needles, not just for you to getting the blood out, but just also just stabbing people with needles, burning them with hot tongs, putting really cold pieces of metal on them to burn off their skin, also covering them with honey and ants. And it's like, Jesus Christ, woman.
She had a lot of time on her hands, which really doesn't, like, surprise anybody. Because...
I mean, it shows you how much time the rich have on their hands that you can do this. Also, get a friend.
Yeah.
If you have a friend who's like, oh yeah, I killed... Because she must... Someone must have known, like... A lot of girls... Why she... I mean, I know why she got away with this for so long. She was a very rich lady. She was a noblewoman. But
have you seen what, like, some of the theories as to where she got this behaviour from?
What are the theories?
So one of the theories is that, well, we know that as a child she suffered from multiple seizures that was probably caused by epilepsy, which probably stemmed from the inbreeding of her parents, because as all royalty, her parents were related.
Oh, it's so bad. And it was like, it wasn't just her parents were related. It was a...
It was everybody.
They'd been related for a while.
Yeah. So, and at the time, symptoms relating to epilepsy were diagnosed as falling sickness, and treatments included rubbing blood of a non-sufferer on the lips of an epileptic, or giving the epileptic a mix of a non-sufferer's blood and piece of skull as their episode ended.
How wonderful did old medical techniques used to be?
I know.
we definitely need to do one about old medicine, where it's like, I think you've got demons in your blood. Let's get that blood out of there.
Yeah.
It's just, it's one of those things where you do look at it and you go, I had heard the classic one that it was that she was communing with the devil.
Yes.
And that she was a Satanist and a witch, and this is how she knew to bathe in blood, because Satan had told her it would keep her young.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really... I don't know. I like to think Satan would have been like, whoa, calm down.
Satan's never told me that.
I know! Satan's, like, been... Can stop calling me, but what the hell? Yeah.
The other one is that, like you mentioned, the Satanism and witchcraft, it was her family's officers who were punishing the, like, peasants and stuff like that, and they used Satanism and witchcraft.
Her family were very, very, well, meant to be very cruel people, so probably she wasn't the only member of her family who tortured or beat someone to death.
Yeah.
It was probably quite normal. Just, she went a little above and beyond everyone else and took things a little far. I like to think that there's, you know, a grandfather off beating a man with a stick to death, and he's going, calm down, Elizabeth, that's a bit much. And it's like, dude, stop beating. Don't murder peasants, people. Don't murder. Murder the rich, that's fine. No. Anyway, so probably you couldn't really have something like this happen now.
No. I mean, we don't have the, like, back then, you know, obviously the rich and stuff like that were, they could walk around and not be followed by so many people. And if a peasant spoke up about a member of the royal family, they basically just got handcuffed and sent to the dungeons.
It's a bit more
difficult now.
Now, also, you know, it was a lot harder then to say, no, right, someone's definitely doing this. Well, I can't see a body, so nothing happened.
Yeah.
Whereas now you can find out things quite easily.
Yeah.
I mean, so we were saying she got kind of caught in 1610. She actually died 4 years later. She was confined to her castle, as we said, until her death, and her death actually only occurred 4 years later. at the age of 54, because her death occurred so kind of quick after her being caught, people say, oh, it's because the devil got upset. Again, blaming the devil.
Yeah.
But
I reckon it was probably her family.
I mean, yeah, her family were probably kind of miffed that she wasn't, you fucking got caught killing all these people. What the hell?
Yeah. She had four kids as well. Like, how did she find the time to kill all these kids, all these, like, young girls, and also have four children of her own?
Well, how do you juggle a busy lifestyle when you've got to be a noblewoman, murder, and raise some kids? Again, I don't think she was really probably raising the kids that much.
But I mean, I was just meaning like through the actual pregnancy.
Disturbing to say, probably she did it while she was pregnant.
Yeah. Although now I'm looking at the dates and wondering how...
That's the thing, it was quite late in her life when she was doing all this. This was when she was becoming particularly obsessed with becoming young again, because she was seeing all these beautiful young women around. She realized she was getting old. You know, it's something that people still go through now. They get to a certain age and they're like, well, holy shit, I'm not as young as I used to be. However, most people buy a sports car. They don't murder peasants and bathe in their blood. I mean, if those are your two options, please by all means buy a sports car.
Yeah, she was 30 when she started killing, so she'd probably already had the kids by then.
So what's quite interesting is, of course, once she passed away, she was supposedly she just died in her sleep. 54 is quite young now. It probably wasn't quite so young then. But she was a noblewoman, so we don't know what was going on. Also, she'd been rubbing blood on herself, so we can't guarantee how good that is for you.
And, you know, like, we don't know what else she was doing with blood. If she was biting people, if she was drinking the blood, like...
Yeah, blood, if she was eating people, it's not good for you guys.
It's not.
Especially if don't eat a brain, because you can get a really horrible disease from that. Yeah. That is interesting, but different time. But she was, of course, she was just found dead one morning. No one really knows what killed her. But there's, as I said, a whole cacophony of theories.
Mm-hmm.
She was eventually buried. She was initially buried in a churchyard, but the villagers were so upset about having the Countess of Blood in their cemetery, they demanded she get moved. So she got moved back to the family crypt. But supposedly she either didn't make it, or if she did, no one's entirely sure where she is anymore. So the Countess of Blood is missing. Ooh. Did she come back to life and start murdering again?
I was going to say, maybe she is a vampire.
She could be.
First vampire.
She's the cryptids. It's her and Springheel Jack running around together.
Oh my god. Can you imagine
He's constantly slapping her tits and she's like, fuck off, go get me a child.
Wolverine and Elizabeth Bathory running around committing crime.
I want to see that film so badly. That's such a wonderful idea now. Anyway.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's move on. I've just realised I closed the thing about her. But we're going to move on. Another lady. Because this is about lady serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
This is a woman called Jane Toppin, who was nicknamed Jolly Jane. But she was not jolly, shall we say. She's an American serial killer. She was arrested in 1901. She was active from... she was apprehended in 1895 to 1901. See, this is where I'm getting all my 19s coming in, because you might think of it being a later thing.
But murder happens.
She was an angel of death. So what that is someone who is a nurse or a doctor, and they kill their patients and they think they're being merciful. Mm-hmm. They also sometimes call themselves angels of mercy. But however, the people they are not really killing, they don't really have a say, so it's not really a mercy killing.
Yeah.
But she confessed to 31 murders, But she's famously stated that she had an ambition to kill more people, helpless people, than any other man or woman who ever lived. I mean, I'm pleased that she only got to 31. It's bad mm-hmm. she got that far. But, she apparently murdered her patients with morphine. What's very sad to hear is she experimented with them as guinea pigs. She didn't see them as people. She was experimenting to see what morphine did to people.
Mm-hmm.
And when she killed, supposedly she felt almost a sexual thrill.
Yeah.
As to what, equating that, oh, well, if I kill someone, I feel really good.
Yeah.
And
it was the them being near to death, coming back to life and then dying again that gave her like the ultimate thrill from it. Which is
she was caught in 1901. She did not she was not found guilty due to reason of insanity. She was declared insane.
Yeah.
Because this is a time when it was quite easy to just declare a woman insane and mm-hmm. lock her away. So she was locked in an insane hospital where she lived out the rest of her days. She died in 1938, so she was in there for 37 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's the date apprehended. I can't think, when did she actually go to prison? I can't find, oh, it was same year, I think.
Yeah, on June 23rd, she was found not guilty, yeah. So I'm guessing so then.
She spent 37 to 36 years in prison.
Yeah.
She died at the age of 84, so she lived a lot longer than Elizabeth Bathory.
Yeah.
I don't think these two would have gone on.
No. One of the other things, is that a lot of her, a lot of the people that she killed, a lot of her victims were patients. But some of them weren't. So she had her housekeeper that she killed.
Mm-hmm.
She also murdered her foster sister, who was aged 70. So, you know, she was nearing her life end, as it were, in, you know, her head.
But because it wasn't Toppin's decision.
Yeah, 70 isn't actually that old. But yeah, the housekeeper was only 45.
She wasn't, yeah. Yes, she killed the foster sister with strychnine poisoning as well. Again, yeah. We were saying about how women often use poison. This is a prime example. She is someone who killed.
Mm-hmm.
She killed one lady the day before my birthday.
Oh.
I know. She did also kill a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Mary Gibbs. So I think 40 is the youngest. Everyone else is in their 70s and 80s.
Yeah, there's
some 60s as well.
There's one who doesn't have an age.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Genevieve Gordon. She doesn't have an age.
She does not. That's concerning.
It is.
But yes, so she was, as I said, she was declared insane. And that's when she famously did this talk about how she wanted to kill the most people, and they were like, well, clearly she's nuts.
Yeah.
This was also when she was saying about how she did it for her sexual thrill. Mm-hmm. This was in 1901. The idea of women doing anything for sexual reasons was very taboo.
Yeah.
So it was, everything she did ticked insanity boxes. I'm not going to profess that she was sane or well mentally in any way. If you kill people, you're probably not mentally well.
Yeah.
She did a lot, so I would go out on a limb and say she was probably unwell, but probably not in the reasons and why they thought she was.
Well, she even poisoned herself because she wanted to evoke the sympathy of men who courted her. And it's like, well, I mean, sure, but like, there aren't that many men who are going to sit around and look after you after only just meeting you.
Especially not 1901.
Yeah. They don't care.
She did quote that she was often quite a jealous woman. Mm-hmm. So seeing other women getting more attention than her did often inspire her to kill some of these people. So apparently that is credited with why she killed her foster sister.
Yeah.
She was getting more attention. And that is very much a thing. People who just want all the attention. I think that plays into what we're saying about narcissists. They like being the center of attention. If someone else is getting more attention than them, well, get rid of them. Now I'm the center of attention again. And I think she probably was very much doing that.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Did you want to move on to another?
Yes, lady? I was just trying to see if I could find the age of that kid. But I say kid. I'm assuming it's a child because it doesn't have the person's age on it. But yes. Let's move on to Joanna Denny, who is, you know, she's a more current serial killer. You know, she is still alive, for one thing.
She is. She's killed 3 people?
Yes, she murdered 3 men in Peterborough.
Yes, they were known as the Peterborough Ditch Murders. Oh, we've got to have a catchy name, apparently. We're not allowed to just call things murder anymore. They've got to have a snippy name.
Yes, so in 2013, she stabbed 3 men. Did I just say in March 2013? Yeah, I did. I'm sure I did. Yeah, so yeah, she stabbed 3 men, one of which was her landlord, who was also a lover of hers. She then dressed her landlord's body in a sequined black dress before dumping his corpse.
That's a lot of effort.
Yeah. One of the other guys was just somebody that she had met through a shared interest in drink and drugs.
Oh,
and
dear.
The last guy was her housemate.
As when you read about her, she clearly doesn't sound, again, well. She did state that she wanted to only kill men.
Yeah.
That she did not wish to ever kill a woman, especially not a woman with a child. So that was nice. But she did apparently tell a person, I don't know how they're friends, they're just a friend of hers, I believe, that she had a plan to kill 9 men in total, as she wished to be like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
What is the obsession with Bonnie and Clyde? I have no idea. They were terrible criminals. They were just bad at being criminals. But we will talk about them another time. She apparently also did it for entertainment. She told one of the 2 men I think she attacked, actually, I want my fun. I need you to get my fun.
Yeah. It was her accomplice, Gary.
She apparently found murder Moorish. And she got a taste for it. I really like using the word Moorish, and now she's trying to ruin it for me.
Yeah.
How dare you? That word.
She was diagnosed with antisocial and borderline personality disorders, as well as psychopathy. So she's also in a relationship at the moment.
That's terrifying.
Just in case anybody was wondering. But, the other fun thing is she was born in St. Albans.
Yes, she was born in St. Albans and grew up near Harpington, apparently.
Yes.
Which is very near for both of us, which is really weird. And, of course, meant we could not miss her off of this list.
Yeah.
Apparently has entered a suicide pact with her cellmate. And also she was moved to, in 2019, she was moved to the Newton Prison in County Durham. Upon her arrival, she threatened to kill Rosemary West, another famous British serial killer. We will talk about her another time, though, because she is more framed for being paired with her husband, who they had to move to a different prison.
Mm-hmm.
So she's clearly not okay.
Yeah. She is currently dating somebody who is also a murderer and is 25. So Joanna is 37 and her new beau is 25, who murdered her boyfriend, it seems.
Is that her cellmate? Hayley
Possibly.
Palmer.
Aitken.
Oh, nope, it's a different person. So not Cole. The person she entered into a suicide pact with. That's weird. Apparently she also tried to marry her cellmate at one point. So
fun.
This is, maybe they should have told that. What I found quite interesting is, did you see it? She wanted to escape from prison.
Yeah.
She came up with an escape plan, which she wrote in her diary. If you're planning on escaping from prison, don't write it down.
Yeah.
Because guards check. Apparently, she planned on seriously injuring a prison guard, cutting off one of the guard's fingers, using the finger to fool the biometric system in prison. She was, because this got caught, she was put into solitary confinement before, because this was also before the trial. She'd come up with all this plan before the trial even had gone ahead, and this was her plan. So clearly, she was a bit unhinged. I'm not going to, again, everything. Also, you mentioned as well that she was a fan of the drink and the drugs. I don't imagine that helped.
No.
Unfortunately. She's probably not someone that only used it slightly. She probably found it dreadfully addictive and had real problems.
It does seem like she's got quite the addictive personality. What? After the trial, it emerged that the probation service was supervising Denny at the time of the murders, as she had been convicted of assault and owning a dangerous dog. So she'd already been convicted of assault, and, like, nobody is clearly keeping that much of an eye on her, because then she's just allowed to go out and murder three people.
Yes. So,
well done, probation service.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. Oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk briefly about? I say briefly. Who do you want to go on to? I went to say someone else's name. A lady called Marianne Cotton.
Yes.
And Marianne Cotton is quite interesting. She's a woman who became Britain's first convicted female serial killer. So we are going back in time again. Not quite to Elizabeth Bathory times. We are in 1832. So I also think that this is the most British way of killing someone. She killed them with an arsenic-filled teapot.
Yeah. Because how else are you going to kill people in Britain?
Yep, she apparently killed up to 21 people, including 8 of her own children, her mother, 7 stepchildren, 3 husbands, a lover, and a friend.
I have it here that it's 11 of her 13 children.
Fucking hell. I mean, is that just children? Because I've got own children and stepchildren there.
Breaking it up. So it might be... Oh, and then you go down and it goes, including 3 of her husbands and 12 children. So we're just going up and up and up in these numbers here.
Who knows? We'll never know how many she actually killed.
No.
She apparently often killed her husbands, particularly many of her victims, but particularly the husbands, for insurance policies. This is something that comes up numerous times when people kill their immediate loved ones, is they do it. For that. She was also described as strikingly beautiful. In the picture I have of her, she's wearing a tablecloth. So I don't know.
Yeah, she also looks to be
looks a bit confused.
I mean, the one that I have of her, I don't know if it's the same one, but she's it was taken in 1870 and she died in 1873 at aged 40. So she is only 37. And she looks like she's in her 60s.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe murder. Murder does that to you.
Yeah.
Don't kill. You'll age. Just don't kill. Again, don't kill people. But yeah, so, therefore, she was described as striking beautiful, which is how apparently she was allowed to collect so many husbands and lovers, and also children. Okay, Google just thought I was talking to it and decided to try and Google that for me. That was terrifying.
Yeah, thanks, Google.
Thanks, Google. Please don't Google when I talk on this.
Oh dear.
So yeah, it became quite suspicious when it was noticed that all of her children and loved ones were dying of mm-hmm. very similar things, often intestinal problems, which is what arsenic will do. It causes severe gastric pain. It makes you just vomit uncontrollably. It's not. Yeah. It's a really not a nice way to go. Arsenic was very readily available back then as well, because you'd use it for a lot of different things.
Yeah, it was used to treat common things like diarrhea, and it's like,
yes, this, as we were saying about fun medicine, this is a time when arsenic was also considered a cure for things. Arsenic and heroin. But it was worked out that if you gave someone too much, it would make them incredibly sick and they'd die. So she was just using it, as we said, in a teapot. She was putting lots of it in a teapot, giving people tea, making them sick, killing them. It got noticed that she was getting these large payouts, and people were mysteriously, once the money kind of was starting to run low, suddenly someone else would die.
Yeah.
And this obviously led to her getting caught in, you know, quite quick succession.
Mm-hmm.
Upon the death of Little Charles, it's called, which I believe is one of the stepchildren, was where someone got very suspicious. His body was exhumed and traces of arsenic were found. Oh, look, we're back at Durham County. So that was where her trial took place. She was found guilty of 11 of her children, 3 husbands, 1 lover and her mother. And she was hanged until death at Durham County Jail on March 24th. 1873.
Yeah.
So, no, don't feel bad there.
No. Did you see, after murdering Charles, her first visit was not to the doctor, but it was to the insurance office?
That, I think, is also probably what helped raise some suspicions there, is that if the first thing after your child dies, even if, you know, even stepchildren, children you aren't related to, if your first thought when a kid dies is better go see the old insurance policy, get some sweet money, that should raise some alarm. The fact that she managed to do that with 11 kids and 3 husbands, and no one thought after like number 3, should we keep an eye on this woman? Because I know you can be unlucky, and I know this was a time when, you know, kids did die quite young, but 11 and 3 husbands. And everyone died of the same thing. I feel like if everyone's dying of the same thing, be suspicious.
Yeah, it just keeps on saying gastric fever.
Yes. Well, thankfully it was worked out. So.
Yeah.
And she got hanged. So isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where I'm like, it's not nice, but I don't know. I can't. If I say anything, I'm going to just dig a really big hole for myself. But it's okay, because she's dead.
So I just, like, saw one of the amounts that she got. She got a payout of £35 from her first husband, which, in today's money, is £3,371.
Yes, as I say, it's always fun to do the conversion. So you hear £35 and you're like, that's bugger all.
Yeah.
And then you look at it, you look up how much that actually meant, and it's thousands of pounds. And you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So you'll think that that's one payout. She did this 20 plus times.
Yeah.
So she was doing quite well. This was a very quick and cheap way. This was the problem for a lot of people, is murder is cheap and quick. And it gets you lots of money. This is why, you know, you've got people like Burke and Hare existing. So, we should definitely talk about them at some point.
Yeah.
They're fucking awesome. Again, awesome. They just kill people. But
again, we have that
big disclaimer. Bing,
disclaimer
ding,
at the front.
That we don't find these, we don't idolise them. We don't want to be like them. We just find them interesting. Every time we say like or things like that, we mean interesting.
Yeah. We are not going to start poisoning people with our teapots. Don't worry.
I don't have a teapot. I'm really sad about that.
I have
not one. Because I don't have one so I can poison people with it. I'm just sad I don't have a teapot. I really like having teapots. I do have giant mugs though, so that's
yeah, fine. Bit of both.
Yay.
So do we want to make a quick mention to Eileen Wuornos, because her case is rather fascinating and is a more contemporary one as well?
It's a more contemporary one. It's also quite a it's quite a fought over one, because a lot of people think that she wasn't actually a bad person, that there are people that argue that she only did the murders that she did in self-defense. She does also claim that every murder she did was self-defense.
Yeah.
I feel you can only cry that a set amount of times before it becomes, really freaking suspicious.
Yeah.
So, and I think 7 is more than pushing it.
Yeah, she was a sex worker. And she murdered 7 men between 1890 and 1990. She claimed that her victims 1989 and 1990. I don't know what I said, but that's what I meant.
I was supposed to say, my brain just went, she just said 18. I was like, no, Eileen Wuornos was not around for that long.
No.
But I just explain it.
So she claimed that her victims had either raped or attempted to rape her while they were soliciting sex from her. And that all of the homicides were committed in self-defense.
The thing was, is a lot of these victims, when they were found, some were found completely naked.
Yeah.
Some were found fully clothed. One of the first ones was found, and I think he was also fully clothed again. Mm-hmm. And they were just kind of like, but she never, if you shoot someone in self-defense, I don't know, once or twice. Like, the first guy she shot was once or twice. From then on, consistently, most people got shot about 6 times.
Yeah.
I think the third person, he was called Charles, he got shot a total of 9 times.
Mm.
I mean, after a while, in self-defense, feels a little...
Yes, so her first victim was a guy called Richard. He was 51, but he was a convicted rapist.
Yes. So this is where the kind of more... understanding comes in. Like, I can believe that he probably wasn't a nice person.
Yeah.
She probably was defending herself against him.
Yeah, but like, some of the other ones, you know, his body was found completely naked. Not Richard, one of the other victims, but, you know, their bodies were found completely naked, far away from where their cars were. And you don't tend to get out of your car in these situations. Like, it happens in the car.
Yes, that's the thing. So, also the thing was, is like, she's saying that these men were going to, you know, they were attacking her, forcing themselves on them. One of them was a 65-year-old retired merchant seaman. I don't know how powerful he was being. His body was never actually found. So we don't know how many times he shot her. We don't know, like, the only thing they found was his car.
She shot him.
Yeah, we know she shot him, but we have go on.
You said he shot her. He didn't shoot her.
Maybe he should have done. God's sake, everyone. Everyone in America's got guns, right?
Yeah, sorry.
She shot him. We know that because she confessed to this. Also, her palm print was found in the car. But we don't know what happened to him.
No.
So, you know, I think that's the only person whose body wasn't found. So, it's quite sad.
Almost. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was a nice person. Maybe he wasn't. Just don't shoot people.
No. So, like, obviously, one of the things that you always look back to when looking at these people is how their early life started.
She had
quite a early life. Her father was incarcerated at the time of her birth. Because he had schizophrenia and was convicted of sex crimes against children.
He then hung himself in prison.
Yeah. Her mum abandoned her and her brother. By the age of 11, she had begun engaging in sexual activities in school in exchange for cigarettes, drugs, and food. Mm-hmm. She also engaged in sexual activities with her brother and said that her alcoholic grandfather had sexually assaulted and beaten her when she was a child. And at the age of 14, she became pregnant, having been raped by an accomplice of her grandfather. So she's one of the, like, people who... She had a really shit life and she needed help.
Really,
she probably wouldn't have committed these murders had she been given the correct help. But
no. You know. This is the problem. She, unfortunately, you know, this was the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. We were still struggling to take mental health quite as serious as it deserves.
Yeah.
Also, the problem you have is you have to take some responsibility of it. She wasn't mm-hmm. quite reaching out. She claimed she enjoyed being a prostitute.
Yeah.
She called herself a prostitute. That was the thing. She didn't call herself really a sex worker. She called herself mm-hmm. a prostitute who lived in the woods.
Yeah.
And she started living in, calling herself that, becoming a sex worker of that lifestyle at the age of 15. So mm-hmm. probably, you know, maybe if she'd been given to better people at that young age, yeah. maybe Arlene Wuornos wouldn't be someone we could talk about, no one that we know of today. It's a real argument for nature versus nurture. Would she have always been a killer? Would she?
Yeah.
Was it because she had such a childhood? That's the thing. She had one hell of a horrible childhood.
Yeah.
There is no taking that away from her there. It is, you know, fucking hell, quite upsetting.
And the other thing is as well, like, maybe she would engage in this sort of work and then have a flashback, have a, like, PTSD flashback moment and just kill the person in what she would perceive as self-defense, but obviously mm-hmm. isn't.
That is something that is often argued, is that she would go to engage into her work. She would get a flashback. She would think she's being attacked. She would see her grandfather. Mm-hmm. She would see someone like the first guy. And she would kill them.
Yeah.
And, okay. Do you know what? That can happen. Mm-hmm. PTSD is a horrible thing. So, the problem is, and I, you know, we both have mental health problems.
Yeah.
You have, unfortunately, you know, it's not your fault. It is your responsibility. You've got to kind of take hold of it. The problem is she wasn't.
Yeah, that is the problem.
I'm not saying, you know, therefore what she did is fine.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
She still killed people.
Yeah.
That's never okay.
Yeah.
And you know, if you, you know, please don't kill people.
Yeah.
We love please. You here.
Yeah.
And we would like you all to stay listening and tell us about all the nice things you do.
Yeah.
So... oh no, we're getting heavy again.
We are.
We're getting heavy again.
Let's wrap this episode up.
Let's wind this up, because we did have an incredibly long episode last time. So well done for everyone who managed to sit through that.
Yes.
We're expecting one of our normal episodes and got one that's twice the length, basically.
Yeah.
So, we have, of course, episode 10 coming up. It mm-hmm. is an Ask Us Anything episode. We will be live on Twitch.
Link will go everywhere.
Yep, we are going to be spamming that link. It will be 2 o'clock on the 15th. This is, of course, GMT time, because that's how we operate here. It will be on the February the 15th. Mm-hmm. Please come and join us. Drop the questions. And if you want a helpful place to drop some questions, you could join our Discord. And we have a whole Ask Us Anything questions channel in there. Please drop questions. We need them. Because otherwise it's going to be, I'm going to make up weird ass questions. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can drop questions there if you want to. As I said, if you don't fancy Discord,
joining Discord, then
you can jump there. However, if you do want to hear weird little snippets from our tests and our weird little conversations that we have at the beginning of these, the stuff that gets edited out, jump in, because you will get to hear weird things quite often that I say. I'm pretty sure we recorded one the beginning of this. So,
So if you want to find out what that is, come join the Discord and have a listen.
Come join the Discord and you can find out the weird ass stuff that I say.
Episode 10.5, we're going to do something a little bit different, something a little bit fun. We're going to find out who we are doing the quizzes that you get inside magazines that are just terrible, but so much fun.
So silly. The ones that you see in, like, you see them either in kids' magazines, like teenage girls' magazines, or like women's, like, apparently we always like them as ladies. I mean, I used to read weird kids magazines, so I never really saw these. But I know my sister's magazines used to have them, because she used to come marching in and be like, do this quiz, find out what you are, what is your colour? I'm like,
So we'll
be doing that. So yes, everyone, this has been fun. This is as fun as it can be, talking about ladies who kill people. But of course, please everyone, stay safe. Stay home. It's a crazy time. We love you. Look after yourselves.
Yeah.
If you need some love, you know where we are.
Yeah, and we're always around for a chat if you need it.
Yes. So we will talk at you in the next one.
Yeah, we will.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye-bye.